Mesechtes Kelayim, Perek Ches, Mishnah Hey. The previous Mishnah mentioned at the end of the Mishnah that regarding mules that come from a horse and a donkey, two mules that have the same mother are allowed to work together. The Gemara Mesechtes Chulin says that there are simanim, there are signs to be able to discern by looking at a mule, what the mother was, if the mother was a donkey or a horse. The Gemara says that if the mother was a donkey, then the mule will have longer ears, a shorter tail, and a deeper voice. However, the Mishnah over here in Mishnah Hay says an exception. Haprutiyos, this was a certain type of mule, Prutiyos mule, asuris, they're always forbidden one to another, because this variety of mule, it was not possible to identify by its features what the mother was, and so therefore one had to be concerned that he may mix two that had different mothers, and that would be a problem of Kelayim, mixing two different species together, having these two different mules working together. Another case of a haramach, the ramach animal, is another type of hybrid animal, that this species, the mother always came from a horse. So the ramach is always mutter, is permitted to work, to be paired with another ramach, because this species always came from a mother horse, and we fall after the mother, and they share the same mother. The mission now, the next two mishnayos, for the rest of this mishnah and the next mishnah, come to classify lists of different types of creatures. Which classification are they in? Are they a behema, a domestic animal, a chai, a wild animal, or shratzim, which are creepy, crawly things? These things have different halachas, primarily pertaining to tumah. The Mishnah says over here, Adnei Hasada. The creature called Adnei Hasada is a chai, is considered a chai, a wild animal. So what is Adnei Hasada? The Rav says it's a fascinating creature that's unknown to mankind today. And this was a creature shaped similar to a human being, with the head, arms, legs that looked like a human being. However, he was attached by the belly with an umbilical cord type attachment that ran from his belly to the ground, and he was sustained by nutrients from the ground. And it's called Adnei Hasada, which means like the man of the field, and he was a creature that lived off of the ground. It was a vicious creature that if anyone came within its arm's reach, it would tear it apart, but it couldn't go further than the cord would allow it to walk. And this creature, the Mishnah classifies as a chaya, not as a person, even though they had a similar form as people, but as a chaya, as a wild animal, and therefore it has the halachas of a chaya, that its carcass will transmit tumah by carrying it with the shear of a kezias. Rabbi Yasi says mitamis ba'oil ka'adam. Rabbi Yasi says that it does have certain halachas of tumah similar to that of a person, of human beings, that it will be mitamah in oil, in a tent, that the tumah will spread in a tent to anyone else that's under a tent covering, and that's something found only by people, not by animals, not by chayas. The Rav says Rav Yasi learns this from a pasuk. The pasuk says regarding tumah, v'chol asher yiga al pnei hasada, the words al pnei hasada, on the face of the sada, come to include also this man-type creature that grows from the sada, from the field. The Mishnah continues, hakupad, which is a porcupine, v'choldas hasaniyim, cholda is a weasel, this is a choldas hasaniyim, the cholda of the bushes, and it's translated as a stone marten. So these two creatures, the porcupine and the stone marten, are chaya, they're considered a chaya, as opposed to shratzim, even though they're smaller creatures and they're closer in size to certain rodents that are shratzim, are creepy crawlers that have different levels of tumah. But over here, the Tanakhama classifies them as chayas, that they require a kezias size to transmit tumah, and they transmit through carrying as well as touching, as opposed to shratzim that only transmit by touching. However, they have a smaller shear of a dasha, a lentil size. So the first opinion holds that these two creatures are a chaya, are considered a wild animal chaya classification. However, Chodas Hasniyim, regarding this stone marten, Rabbi Yesi Eimer, Beishamai Eimer, Rabbi Yesi says that it's the opinion of Beishamai that Beishamai were uncertain about the classification of the Chodas Hasniyim, and therefore he gave it the stringencies of both, that Metamek Hazayas B'masa, it will transmit Tumah by carrying, which is only found by a chaya at the shear of a kezias. They give that stringency of a chaya. And also the stringency of shratzim, v'kadasha b'maga, that even with a smaller shear of adasha, lentil size, much smaller than the kezias, the olive size, kadasha will transmit tumah b'maga with touching, which is the only way that the sheretz transmits, not by carrying. And so it's the stringencies of both. Mishnah Vav. Continuing with the classification, the Mishnah says, Shar Bar, a wild ox, is min behema. It's from the behema, the domestic animals, not the chaya. Rabbi Yesi says, min chaya. He disagrees with the Tanakhama, and he says it's a chaya. It's considered one of the wild animals. The main difference between the behema and a chaya, the behema has certain fats that are called chalev that are not allowed to be eaten, whereas the chaya, these fats are allowed to be eaten. And also the halacha of kisei adam, covering over the blood that's slaughtered, it's only found by chaya, as well as birds, but not by behemoths. And so that would be the difference between these two opinions on sharbar, on the wild ox. The Mishnah continues with a few more animals. Kalef, a dog, min chaya. According to the Tanakhama, it's a chaya, it's a wild animal. Remeir emer min behema. Remeir says that it's considered a domestic animal. Chazir, a pig, min behema, it's a domestic animal. Arud, this is a certain type of wild donkey, it's min chaya, it's a wild type of animal. Hapil, the elephant, vakaif, and monkeys, min chaya, these are wild, they go in the chaya, wild animal classification. Now these last several animals that we listed, they're all not kosher animals. The dog, pig, the wild donkey, elephant, monkey, they're anyways not kosher, so it's not applicable, the halachas anyways, about eating the fats. And kisei adam, covering over the blood from slaughtering, that's not applicable to non-kosher animals. So over here the Rav says the difference between whether or not there would be a chaya or a behema would only be in regard to transactions. If someone makes up a transaction to sell all of his behemoths or all of his chayas, so in order to know what goes into that category, the Mishnah now is telling us what the classifications are. The Mishnah ends off with one more halacha. The Adam, a person, is mutter im kulam, is allowed to work together with any type of animal. It's only a problem of working two animal species together, but a person is allowed to work with other animals, limsheikh, whether it's to pull something, or lachresh, to plow, or lahanig, to lead, animal and a person together. All these things, these actions are allowed to be done with a human harnessed working together with an animal.